Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt, October 27 to 1858, January 6, 1999, was born in New York into one of the old Dutch families which had settled in America in the 17th century. He was the 26th president of the United States. At 18, he entered Harvard College and spent 4 years there, dividing his time between books and sports and excelling at both. After leaving Harvard, he studied in Germany for almost a year and then immediately entered politics. He was elected to the Assembly of New York State, holding office for 3 years and distinguishing himself as an ardent reformer. In 1884, because of ill health and the death of his wife, Roosevelt abandoned his politics work for some time. He investigated part of the fortune he had inherited from his father in a cattle ranch in the Badlands of Dakota Territory. Expecting to remain in the West for many years, he became a passionate hunter, especially of big game, and an ardent believer in the wild outdoor life, which brought him health and strength. In 1886, Roosevelt returned to New York, married again, and once more plugged into politics. President Harrison, after his election in 1889, appointed Roosevelt as a member of the Civil Servants Commission, of which he later became the president. This office he retained until 1895, when he undertook the direction of the Police Department of New York City. In 1897, he joined President McKinley's administration as Assistant Secretary of the Navy. While in this office, he actively prepared for the Cuban War, which he saw was coming, and when it broke out in 1898, went to Cuba as a lieutenant colonel of Regiment of Volunteer Cavalry, which he himself had raised among the hunters and cowboys of the West. He won great fame as a leader of these Rough Riders, whose story he had told in one of the most popular books. Elected governor of the state of New York in 1898, he invested his two-year administration with the vigorous and businesslike characteristics which were his hallmark. He could have sought re-election in 1900, since much of his work was only half done, had the Republicans not chosen him as their candidate for the second office of the Union. He held the vice president for less than a year, succeeding to the presidency after the assassination of President McKinley on September 14, 1901. In 1904, Roosevelt was elected to his full term as president. In 1902, President Roosevelt took the initiative in opening the International Court of Arbitration at the Hague, which, though founded in 1899, had not been called upon by any power in its first 3 years of existence. The United States and Mexico agreed to lay an old difference of theirs concerning the pious foundation of California before the Hague Tribunal. When this example was followed by other powers, the arbitration machinery created in 1899 was finally called into operation. Roosevelt also played a prominent part in extending the use of arbitration to the internal problems in the Western Hampshire, including several arbitration treaties with European powers, too. Although the Senate refused to ratify them, in 1904, the Interparliamentary Union meeting in St. Louis, Missouri requested Roosevelt to call another international conference to continue work again at the Hague in 1899. Roosevelt responded immediately, and in the autumn of 1904, Secretary of State John Hay invited the powers to meet at the Hague. Russia, however, refused to participate in the conference while engaged in the hostilities with Japan. After the peace of 1905, the matter was placed in the hands of the Russian government, which had taken the initiative and convened the first Hague conference. In June 1905, President Roosevelt offered his good offices as mediator between Russia and Japan, asking the belligerents to nominate plenipotentiaries to negotiate on the conditions of the peace. In August, they met at Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and after some weeks of difficult negotiations, concluded a peace treaty in September 1905. Roosevelt's candidate for president, William Howard Taft, took office in 1905, dissatisfied with Taft's performance. 1909, task performance. Roosevelt bolted the regular Republican Party in 1912 and accepted the president nomination by the Progressive Party. He outpolled Taft, but Woodrow Wilson outpolled each of them in 1917. Wilson refused his offer to raise and command a division to fight in World War I. Roosevelt was an historian, a biographer, a statesman, a hunter, and a naturalist, an orator. His prodigious literature output includes 26 books, over 1,000 magazine articles, thousands of speeches and letters. In 1919, at the age of 60, he died in his sleep.